We have the news in detail from Brian Jennings.
In the United States, the leader of a far-right militia group that took part in the storming of the Capitol building in Washington on the 6th of January last year has been found guilty of seditious conspiracy. Stuart Rhodes and one of his subordinates were found guilty of the charge of sedition. It's the first time a jury has decided that the violence at the Capitol building was the result of an organised plot and was not spontaneous. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
Stuart Rhodes, a 57-year-old ex-soldier and Yale Law School graduate, was found guilty by the jury in the District of Columbia Federal Court of seditious conspiracy, a rarely used offence created to protect the federal government from Southern rebels during the U.S. Civil War. Rhodes was also found guilty of disrupting the 2020 presidential election certification and of destroying evidence. A second man, Kelly Meigs, the leader of the Oath Keepers in Florida, was also convicted of seditious conspiracy. Three other Oath Keeper members were found guilty of disrupting the certification of the election. Both sedition and disrupting an official proceeding carry maximum sentences of 20 years in prison. During the trial, federal prosecutors told the jury that Rhodes and his subordinates concocted a plan to stop the peaceful transfer of power and keep Donald Trump in office after Joe Biden won the presidential election. No date has been set for sentencing, and the defendants indicated they would appeal. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
A major trial of an experimental dementia drug has shown for the first time that the progression of early-stage Alzheimer's disease can be slowed down. Nearly 2,000 people took part in the clinical trial in which the drug was infused into the blood every 2 weeks. The study also indicated that improvements were comparatively small and the treatment may carry a risk of serious side effects for certain patients. The full results have been published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Researchers found it slowed cognitive decline in patients with early-stage Alzheimer's by about a quarter over 18 months. Dr. Susan Kohlhaas is from Alzheimer's Research UK.
It's a real historic moment in dementia research. The drug lecanemab showed in this clinical trial that it had a modest effect, so it could slow cognitive decline by around 27%. I mean, I think this is life-changing, and I think more days where people can be independent means everything to somebody living with dementia.
The government has extended a scheme which aims to support families struggling with mortgage arrears. The OILA scheme will now run until the end of next year. The programme has been in place since 2016. Over 19,000 households have been helped under the scheme, and 80% of those are in the process of getting a solution or have one in place. A research project which saw a four-day working week being trialled across 12 businesses has been deemed a success by both the companies and employees involved. The project examined the financial, social and environmental impact that a four-day working week would have on businesses and employees in Ireland. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
This research project was backed by the trade union FORSA and carried out in partnership with 4 Day Week Ireland, University College Dublin and Boston College. It examined the financial, social and environmental impact that a 4 day working week would have on businesses and employees. 12 companies took part in the trial over the course of 6 months. 9 of them said they would continue with the shorter week. The other 3 said they were planning to keep it for now, but would not commit to it long term. In general, management of the companies were said to have been pleased with the outcome of the trial in terms of productivity and overall experience. All of the employees involved in the trial said they would prefer a reduced working week and reported significant improvements in life satisfaction and well-being.
Gardaí have renewed an appeal for information in relation to the murder of a Galway taxi driver 25 years ago today. Eileen Costello O'Shaughnessy's killer has never been brought to justice. Family, friends and colleagues of the mother of two will gather in Galway this morning to mark the anniversary of her death. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
The murder of Eileen Costello O'Shaughnessy numbed Galway and its hinterland in the weeks before Christmas 1997. The 47-year-old taxi driver was nearing the end of her shift on the night of the 30th of November when she picked up a fare and headed towards Ballyachlor. Sometime between 8 and 9 p.m., she was brutally assaulted. Her body was left on a remote lane off the old N17 between Galway and Tuam. A major inquiry followed, but no murder weapon was ever recovered and Ms. Costello O'Shaughnessy's killer was never caught. As her former colleagues prepare to unveil a new plaque in her memory today, Gardaí say their investigation into the killing remains active. They are hopeful someone, somewhere may break a silence that spanned a quarter of a century and help to solve this murder mystery. Pat McGrath, RTE News, Galway.
Polymer and metal samples developed in a lab at Dublin City University will be among materials launched to the moon today as part of an international study using a new lunar rover. They're due to be launched aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in Florida. The aim of the mission is to study the adhesion of moon dust, which can interfere with electronics and stick to astronauts' clothing and equipment, to gain an understanding on how it can be reduced. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Cloudy today with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Drier intervals in the eastern half of the country during the morning and towards the south later in the evening. Highest temperatures 9 to 12 degrees in light to moderate southeasterly winds.